Today's episode is brought to you by Slate House Publishing, recorded at Wayne Howard Studios.
I love Halloween.
How are we leaving this? I love Halloween too.
Like, I love Halloween 3.
Are we just, is it the this is the whole episode? We're just going to count how many Halloween.
I love Halloween 4.
I don't like Rob Zombie's Halloweens.
No. Oh gosh.
Like,
wait, are we talking Myers about is, the, are we talking about the holiday Halloween or are we talking about the movie Halloween?
Yes.
All right. I like it.
I like the holiday Halloween. Ooh, I should have. I'm going to text you guys a picture when I get home. I'm talking, folks, to Trevor, my co-host, and to our producers.
We don't have your numbers to text you.
I don't have all your numbers. I don't want all your numbers. You know, it's fine. I mean, I do, I guess. I kind of, but
the problem is that anytime I give my number out, I can't be sure. Is that person going to text me or am I just going to get signed up for more emails about my car insurance?
Oh, yeah. Or the warranty's out on my car or something. Or, hey, we can refinance your student loans. How about just wiping them out? That would be cool.
Hey, Biden. Hey, Joe Biden. Please.
Wipe out the student loans.
I like that he listens. He's a big fan of the podcast.
Biden is a big fan of the podcast.
Although, to be fair.
He's like, hey, guys. You got to picture him with his Ray-Ban sunglasses. He's like, hey, guys. I got you over here. I'm listening at the White House.
Do you think that
that's my Biden impression?
Do you think Joe Biden sometimes accidentally receives like misspelled emails to Joe Bidet, the inventor of the bidet?
Oh, that would be.
I like that we're very seriously thinking about
that is,
whether or not there's a dude named Joe Bidet.
I just like the fact that, and boy, you were right in the last episode how current and relevant we are, that we're not going to be like,
oh,
we're so timeless.
We are timeless.
That the guy who beats Donald Trump was named Biden.
He's like not Biden.
No, he's not Biden, but it's Biden, and you could turn it to
I
say
prefer
Biden.
Joe Bidet. Just personally, I would vote for a guy named Joe Bidet. Not for like public office or something, but
I'm
like,
I'm gonna legally change my name. I'm going to legally change my name and I'm going to go run for office. And now the new mayor of Fayetteville, Joe Bidet.
Joe Bidet.
I hope I don't piss you off.
Or piss you on. No. Cleaning the streets. That's what I call it.
I'm
going to
run for sanitation management.
Yeah, that's it. I'm voting for that guy.
Joe Bidet.
I'm sorry, your sewers clean. This is the worst tangent we've ever been on.
I'm going to take a picture of my house I decorated for Halloween. I'm going to send it to you guys, and I'll even put it on Slay House's
Twitter. We'll throw it up on social media.
We'll throw it up on social media so everyone can see it.
Look on social media for the cool pictures of the Slay House
decorated for Halloween. So I love Halloween. This is like my favorite time of year. Like when it was like 10 days ago, when it was like 85 degrees and like sunny, and I'm like, this is not fucking Halloween. This is like maybe Halloween in Arizona or something. But
no, it's right now outside. It's kind of drizzly. It's a little cool. We're recording just a little bit ahead of time here, but Halloween is.
We're still in Halloween season.
I think anything from maybe October 1st to Thanksgiving is just Halloween season for me.
I really like that idea. For me, it's a little bit further because I love the old Irish, like Celtic holidays where they thought like the demons and monsters could come out anytime after Samhain, all the way to Beltane, which is like May 1st. So you've got that huge.
So essentially you're saying you do 9 months of Halloween.
I would do a year of Halloween if I could. If it was socially acceptable, I would leave a rotting skull on my front porch.
I think we accidentally celebrate Halloween that long, but it's just because neither my wife and I are going to pick up the desiccated pumpkin corpse that has just been rotting for a year. We're not going to touch that. It's a permanent feature at our house.
So we're talking about Halloween this season, but we're also kind of joking about the movies, and that's exactly what we wanted to talk to you guys today about. or talk with you guys today about
Halloween Kills.
Halloween Kills and the Halloween movies. So real quick, we've heard some of you ask, what movies do we need to watch in order to understand this? Because there have been a billion Halloween movies. So here's the thing. Anything after the original 1978 version,
you can skip it
because that's all an old timeline.
Like, you might actually be better off just entirely skipping that whole era.
And definitely don't watch the Rob Zombie movies.
No.
Rob Zombie Halloween movies, because they are just, they're god awful.
I can't stand Rob Zombie
Michael
movies.
Myers is like a trailer trash kind of.
He misses the whole point.
He misses the whole
Nothing
point.
Nothing about Rob Zombie's
and
work
is And he's tackling the
fun.
Monsters, guys. Did you guys know this? He's tackling the monsters.
And it looks awful.
Yeah, he's posted a picture of like Herman Munster, and the actor's got, he's in full makeup and he's got this like scowl on his face. And I'm like, what are you doing?
He just misses the entire point.
Yeah.
He exhausts me because I think he comes at these movies with the same energy of like a biker dude who only got into motorcycling so he could beat people with a lead pipe. Like, I just, you know.
Rob
you
Zombie's
missed
horror,
the whole point there.
I love Rob Zombie's horror music, like his rock, like that.
I don't even go for that. Like, I really just don't care.
It's an interesting mood setter, but his movies just, I don't care for them. I don't like his movies.
No. But Halloween Kills, to set up Halloween Kills, really all you need to know is Halloween, the 1978 movie by John Carpenter, the classic of American horror slashers.
Yep.
One of the OG slashers.
Yep.
And then watch 2018's Halloween.
Yep.
And then watch Halloween Kills.
Yep.
It's real easy. Just three movies.
Just three movies. I think you could do that in a night.
You can do it in a sitting.
You could do it on Halloween night.
You could do it on Halloween. Well, it's a little late now. Because this episode is going to air after Halloween.
Is it?
Yeah.
Have we decided when it's going to air yet?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
You know, half
sure.
the time, like, they've sent me, like, episodes, like, to like, they've produced them and cleaned them up, and they sent them to me, and
we,
I'm like,
we
which
never,
one of them? And I know we had, like, an idea of which order they were going to.
We've never aired anything in order.
It's like I said on the Halloween episode, though, because I'm pretty sure that one's coming, or I'm going to say it again, or if this one happens to be before it, I don't know. We'll see.
We're in a real Schrodinger's podcast here.
If it wasn't for our producers at Wayne Howard Studios, we would have the production value in Ed Wood movie.
I have my pants on backwards.
Pants? What are pants?
No, that's my, like, the level of brain power I can dedicate to sounding intelligent. I am almost positive that there are some listeners out there who are so confused about us having advanced degrees. I assure you, I don't sound nearly this dumb in real life. I'm far dumber.
I assure you I do. So Halloween 2018 and Halloween Kills kind of erases the other timeline. It erases all the supernatural elements, supposedly.
Does it? Oh, man.
So Halloween Kills.
Into Halloween Kills, I have to say, Like you said, I'm a big fan of this franchise. I've seen far too many of them. I've seen the bad ones. I've seen the good ones.
Here's why I like Halloween Kills, because I know it's set up to be a trilogy, right? Starting with the 2018, then this one, and then it's going to end with the aptly titled Halloween Ends, which, okay.
It's not going to be the end, though.
But they're going to do something new after. Yeah, they'll keep going. But supposedly, the planned trilogy... So this as the central focus of the planned trilogy, sequels always, or for the most part, tend to be darker, right? In a trilogy, like the second part is when the stakes get really bad.
Do
like
they?
Like Empire Strikes Back.
Well, I think Empire Strikes Back popularized the idea of the dark sequel. But I think what made Empire Strikes Back work was because it was a dark sequel before we really got a whole lot of dark sequels.
Yeah, but it really puts the heroes at a disadvantage. And Halloween Kills does the same thing.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah, sure.
The second part, I mean, you've got the entire town. You're thinking, man, the town's going to kill Michael Myers. And this whole town has gone
Evil
after Michael Myers.
Evil dies tonight.
Evil dies. You got a bunch of white people chanting. And the black sheriff looks really, really petrified at some point.
Was that the allegory they were going for?
I have no freaking clue.
I was just so confused by that point in the movie.
I mean, I really wanted the sheriff to look at all these people, and he's like, man, white people are chanting. We better get out of here.
That may have been smart. But I think what frustrated me was, like, they're all like, evil dies tonight, evil dies tonight. And then, like even the orderlies, like, they're wearing scrubs. Like, these are surgeons. And they're, like, running around the hospital like, I'm a stab a bitch. Are you, what? What, you took a Hippocratic oath. Not a hypocritic oath.
Ghetto doctors.
Yeah, like,
Shake Michael Myers.
Forgive me, where is this set? Is it, like, Indiana or something?
Illinois, I think.
Illinois?
Haddonfield, Illinois.
Is that what Illinois doctors are like? They're just, you know, they're like, one minute, it's like, yes, I'm very sorry. Your mother's in very serious condition.
You know, my wife.
Also, there's a crazy man down the hall. I gotta go stab this guy. I'm sorry. Can you hold?
I can verify.
I'll go through your discharge instructions in a moment, just right after I kick this guy's ass.
My wife is from Chicago, and I can verify that, because we know people in Chicago, we know people working in, like, the city and streets, yeah, and in medical field up there, that's exactly what they do. Yeah.
Wow.
They're like, save this guy. All right. Cut this bitch, you know. Yeah. So I, just because, like, I mentioned that that's what works for me, I'm not saying that's what works about the film.
Yeah. I have issues. I mean, I still liked it because
kills are super fun.
We know by now my taste in cinema is absolute trash. My taste in anything is absolute trash. I can't wait for the episode when I finally finish. We're going to do a Star Wars episode, and I hope it becomes an annual thing. I've already planned the title of this Star Wars episode, just to plant the seed in your mind. It's called Star Wars Update 1995. And I can't wait to talk about it, because I will be as, I may have to get just, like, sloshed, because I'm going to be unhinged in that episode.
So I the kills are super fun for me in this movie.
They're super duper fun.
Starting with,
no doubt.
If you've seen the 2018 movie, it's not much of a spoiler. Like, they trap Michael Myers in the basement of Laurie's house, and they've left him there for dead as the house is burning down around them.
Yeah.
And this picks up the same night. It picks up, like,
Literal moments after,
like, they're driving away, like, they're being driven to the hospital because Laurie was stabbed, and the firemen are rushing to the house.
Yeah.
And Michael Myers versus the firemen is, like, that was just super fun.
It's so hilarious. It stretches the point of disbelief. I mean, granted, if you've seen the 1978 film, you know that Michael Myers just, at this point, is a force of nature, right? Like you can't stop him. Laurie shoots that dude several times in that movie, and he still just runs around.
He still
murders people.
There is a literal Rasputin moment in Halloween Kills. He's shot, stabbed. He was set on fire at the beginning. Hit with baseball bats. He's beaten with baseball bats. And then he gets up and kills everybody.
He's like, man, thank you for that.
They
rest.
Shot him like six times.
I needed that respite.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I mean, this movie, there's no plot to any of these movies. The plot in 78 is just, well, no. The plot in the 78 is babysitter is attacked by dude in a William Shatner mask. That's the plot. And then
I read somewhere William Shatner didn't realize that the mask was made after his face.
This is one of the, that's hilarious. This is one of the best movies William Shatner's ever been in.
Although it doesn't quite hold up to his songs, his discography.
Music?
Yeah, his music. Didn't he do an album?
Oh, yes. Listen, if you want to go on just an audio journey, if you're just, you know, you've got nothing else to do, you're just, you know, you're waiting for your colostomy bag to be, you know, changed, and you need to kill 5 minutes of time, crack open Apple iTunes, pull up William Shatner's music or Leonard Nimoy's music.
Ooh, Leonard
Treat
Nimoy.
Yourself yeah. to the beast that is their studio albums.
So what doesn't necessarily work for me though for this movie is how sidelined, and I get it from a realistic standpoint. She was stabbed. She's an older, but how sidelined yeah. Laurie was, Jamie Lee Curtis was in this film.
Yeah, I mean, part of me wonders if it was just like, is it an age thing? Is it like just she's doing other projects sort of thing? Or was it like a pandemic thing? I'm not really sure what keeps Jamie Lee Curtis out of Halloween Kills, but I was really disappointed.
I mean, she's in the film, but she's just stuck she's in there, a hospital
but
bed.
But she's only in like 5 minutes of movie. And yeah. And her whole, the only role she really has in this movie is to stare at the sheriff who's sitting in the bed next to her and philosophize about the like existential
the nature
transcendence of Michael Myers' evil from dude who terrified her on Halloween night a long time ago to like this weird supernatural force of evil.
But the director says, oh, I don't think he's supernatural.
Yeah, I don't think he's supernatural. It's just that, you know, you really can shoot a guy 6 times and he's a fucking boomer. It's like
he's a boomer.
This dude's old as shit. How old is Michael Myers? Because he was a full grown weirdo in 1978.
Okay,
and now
so
he's still running around.
I did the math. And
he's
Michael
still
Myers
lifting people over his head like in full fucking fireman gear and stabbing them with pipes.
Michael is like 61 years old, I think, when I did the math, because he was like 6 years old in 1963 when he kills his sister.
And this is 40 years later.
Yeah. And 15 years after that, he would have been like 20 something, early 20s.
But I mean, so
in 1978.
How old was he in 78?
In 78, he would have been in his early 20s.
Okay. So he's in his 60s.
So he's in his 60s now. So. There's some dudes
forgiveness to Michael Myers. I know some 60-year-olds who could still kick your ass.
Yeah. But yeah. He's a boomer. It's like, okay, boomer. I mean, he's a boomer.
No, I just,
I
biggest...
really hope the person that killed, like my, our producers and Trevor are the millennial generation. I'm actually Gen X and I'm really rooting for the person to kill Michael Myers being a Gen Xer.
I think it
because
would
be I think that would
so
be
hilarious if it like, were just okay, this, it's like a skateboarder with a razor blade.
Like, whatevs.
He's just like, scoop, slice, see you later, dickweed. You know, like whatever. I don't know what slang terms kids are doing today. I hope he Fortnites over that guy's grave. He just, you know, like I want like a Steve Buscemi moment where from that meme where we're like the writers of this sequel kill Michael Myers in like the most cringy 21st century way. Like they're really trying to attract that audience.
I want a Kurt Cobain lookalike to kill Michael Myers.
Kurt Cobain lookalike. He's got like greasy blonde hair.
He's got his, you know, thrift store clothes.
I'm telling
like his thrift
you, if
store
that kid
green
does
sweater.
Not have a skateboard, I'm mad.
He's got to have a skateboard.
I'm a
he does.
Riot.
I don't know. I think all in all, even despite the fact that Laurie was sidelined and Michael was some quote unquote supernatural, not supernatural being, I still like the movie.
It's just, I think I disliked it. I mean, I liked so much about it. There's so much I love about it. The Big John, Little John, those characters are so funny to me. And
well, you know that one actor was off of Mad TV.
Yes, I did know that. And I just thought that their pairing was so funny. And as a, I can't see.
I like
this
the
movie
old couple
as,
with the droid, the flying.
Yes, yes. My favorite scene in the movie is definitely when that old dude is totally dead.
So,
but then he like Michael Myers takes every knife out of the knife block and sticks it in him just one by one.
So what's funny to me is Michael Myers kills people with a purpose in like 2018 and in this movie, like they're usually in his way for something.
Yeah.
Right?
No, they're not in his. He just
shows up at their door.
My favorite. Yes. No, the old couple scene is so funny because they open the door and they're like, he slams it and locks it. And they're like, what's going on? There's some big motherfucker out in the door. Well, what does he want? And he says, who the fuck cares? Call the police. I love that bit of dialogue. It's probably the best dialogue in any of these movies. It's the one that's most realistic, because you always wonder, like, when Michael Myers shows up in a bleached William Shatner mask and he's got blood on his clothes and stuff, you know, you're not just like, oh, it's Halloween, that's cute. You're like, what the fuck are you doing in my toilet? Like, I don't understand. I'm just, you know, like, taking a dump here, and he comes in and he kills you. It's so weird. And that was the one bit of dialogue that I felt was so realistic, because he was so very clearly on point.
I don't know. I've heard the next one, the third installment of this trilogy, is going to take place like 4 years later. And address like the COVID.
It just seems like it jumps the shark. I don't know. I feel like it.
Maybe
takes
Michael Myers and
Laurie
Strode will appear on Maury Povich. And
what is he doing for 4 years? Is he just living out in the woods?
He's like staring out the window. Crazy man? And she's staring out the window at the hospital.
Is it just is that what they do? They just, like, the SWAT team watches him stare out the window for 4 years? I don't know where they're trying to go with this story.
I have no idea either. It's a fun ride. It gets ridiculous, but sometimes that's the point of horror, too.
For all the shit that I'm talking this movie. Like, I mean, I don't know. I enjoyed parts of it. I just feel like overall Halloween Kills was way less cool and way less subversive than Halloween was in 2018. I loved Halloween 2018 because it switched the tables on Laurie Strode and Michael Myers, and it gave back Laurie a lot of agency that I think she was missing in 1978. And that's kind of the exploration. And then Halloween comes in, and Big John, Little John's the whole movie. And it's so weird because I can't figure out, is this supposed to be a horror comedy? Is it supposed to be, are we supposed to be taking, you know, Hero Flies at Night or whatever, Evil Flies at Night? Are we supposed to be taking this very seriously? Because I feel like totally it can't figure out what it's trying to do. What?
Hero I Try to Bite?
Yeah. That chant would have made more sense than Evil Dies Tonight, for sure.
Evil Dies Tonight, yeah. What else did we say? We said we could make a bunch of these.
Yeah, Evil Flies at Night.
Evil Flies at Night.
Evil Cries Tonight. That was one.
Evil Cries, yeah.
I had a whole bunch of setups for stupid puns.
Yeah. Oh, and it is Pun Monday when we're recording this, so we have to release a good pun for it. Yeah.
Always watch Pun Monday.
Pun Monday's
That's one of our little Twitter initiatives. If you're following us on social media at all, every Monday we try to craft Pun Monday.
So how about for this upcoming Monday, whenever we release it, this episode, you produce your own puns for evil, you know, playing on the words Evil Dies
Play
Tonight.
Play along with us. Yeah. Share with us what your tagline and summary, short form summary of the movie would be.
Can Evil Flies a Bite?
Yeah, if you change Evil Dies Tonight. I even messed it up there. Evil Flies Tonight. If you change Evil Dies Tonight to something else, what is your summary?
I think mine was just really clever. Evil Knievel Flies a Bike.
Yeah, Knievel Flies a Bike. That's a good one.
That is. That's thought-provoking, folks. That's just folks. That's what you'll get with Slay House Publishing. You'll get thought-provoking material that'll really get you to think, why the fuck am I listening to this?
Bad puns. Yeah. I'm constantly astonished that people tune in every week, because I know, as a matter of fact, I'm not that interesting to listen to.
I don't know. I think they tune in for our puns. They tune in to see how we're going to work in the phrase.
They're going to tune in.
That's another podcast.
They're going to tune in for Star Wars Update 1995.
They're going to tune in for the Star Wars Update, and they're going to tune in to see which audience we piss off this time around, this episode.
We're always pissing somebody off.
And today, I think we got the boomer markets. Generation pretty
oh,
hard.
Oh, absolutely. We lost so many boomers. If only they could figure out how to find us on podcasts in the first place, we would piss them off so bad.
I literally did a because I know people, and I absolutely hate Facebook, but I know people on Facebook. And so to announce that I have a podcast, I'm like, hey, I get on Facebook and I'm like, hey guys, I did a live Facebook thing. And I said, hey, we've got our podcast up and running. And people like came to, like, told me later, they're like, and these are like people who don't know what podcasts are, and they're like, oh, we cut your podcast on Facebook. And I'm like, that wasn't my podcast. That was that was a commercial for my podcast.
That was a commercial for the podcast.
That wasn't a real podcast.
I love it.
It's, yeah. So
I love it.
So catch our podcast on Spotify, Apple, iTunes.
I always love this. This is my favorite plug for ourselves because, like, if you're listening to us plugging our podcast on our podcast, you've already found it.
I love how, like, on Twitter, I have to get specific about which, like, which channels to find us on.
I get so exhausted by the time. I won't even lie. The other day you texted me and you're like, here's what we're on. I was like, I'm not going to tweet this.
But I can't justifiably say find us anywhere you get your podcast because there are actually a few small channels
where we're not. Right, exactly. Some dude's going to look at his RSO feed for, like, podcastsarecool.com. Yeah. And we're not.
You're not on this player.
Yeah.
Find us anywhere any normal, sane human being finds their podcast.
We just lost the indie podcast market.
Damn, you mean we pissed off two audiences with one episode?
We're sprinting to zero listeners. Hey, you can find us on Twitter as well. We're at Slayhouse.
At House Slay and at Slayhouse Slay Litbits.
And at Slayhouse Litbits. We're also on TikTok.
Yep.
Still trying to figure it out. We're not boomers, but I'm a millennial who doesn't understand TikTok.
And I'm a Gen Xer, so you know that's freaking, I'm lost. Like, what is this TikTok thing in here?
Well, I feel like
I'm getting on. Do I play tic-tac-toe on here?
We are both right on the cusp of being the generation that doesn't know how a GPS works.
We are.
I feel like I'm like a good whack on the noggin away from driving my car into a lake like Michael Scott.
Our audience will not probably appreciate the joy of driving using foldable maps or they don't get the joke anymore either of, like, we're guys, so we don't ask for directions. It's like, no, you just plug it in your phone. It's like you're missing out on so many cultural references here.
That is,
like,
literally how I navigated my way through Italy. I did a two week. I did I did a week in Italy. It was only supposed to be 2 days.
And that's just because he got lost driving.
Yeah. Yeah. Imagine being a man who's too stubborn to stop for directions in Italy and you don't even speak Italian. That's the beauty.
All right, everybody. We've got our anthology coming together. We have a novel out now, a title out for our publishing house. We've got a lot of great things coming our way, and we're excited to really have you guys all on board. We want to send a shout out to our listeners, say thank you very much. Thank you for supporting our podcast. Thank you to our producers, Wayne Howard Studios. I really mean it. These guys have made us sound like we actually know what we're doing.
Fantastic. Fantastic.
We thank you all for listening, and we can't wait to reach out to you, hear from you again. Yeah. And talk to you later.
All right. Thanks.